Bezrus Hashem Yitzbarech, today's daf is Ayin in Meseches Nedarim. I'm learning with you again in a silent, dark morning at 5 in the morning, looking up over the skyline of Beit Shemesh, full moon shining down. My hours still haven't entirely adjusted since my return to the States, so what better than to learn the daf before Zman Tefillah together. As the night slowly turns into day, everything's quiet and beautiful. Our daf is going to continue the theme of the daf on Shabbos Kodesh, and that is different shilos in regards to kiyum and hafara. Of course, when a woman makes a neder, her father or her husband, depending on her status, has the opportunity either to be making the neder. Once he's making the neder and the day passes, then he cannot do hafari, he cannot revoke the neder. Or, of course, he could be mefer the neder. The Gemara had some shilas where there were dual statements, where the husband spoke about both kiyum and hafara, and, of course, both of them cannot live together. And the Gemara continues to pose questions like that. Up until now, we had been posing many questions from Rava. In today's daf, we're going to pose a question from Rabba, and that will take us through daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and then we will have the Mishnah on Ayin Amud Aleph that we've discussed earlier on daf Samaches, and that is the unique phenomenon that if the father dies, so then in such a case the Baal cannot be Mefer, but if the Baal dies, the father can be Mefer, and many caveats that relate to that halacha as we have discussed on daf Samaches. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin three lines from the bottom on Samach Tesam Be'ez. Boi Rabba. Rabba has the following shayla. Kim lichi hayoim. If the man says, let's say the woman is married to a man, so then he says that he's mekayim the neder today. Now, of course, a neder is not only for today, but he says, Kim lichi hayoim mahu. What's halacha? Mi am rinan kemando amala mefer lechin l'macher. Do we deduce that since he said today he's mekayim, that he's saying he's being made for tomorrow, and explains the mefarish on the last line, then in such a case the neder will be revoked tomorrow. Aydilma haloyamarla. Or do you say, well, he didn't say it, that's going to be mufer tomorrow. All he said is that's going to be mekayim today. Continues the Mishnah on top of Ayin Amalf. Im timtzalomar haloyamarla mufer lechilimachar. If you're going to say that it's considered as if he didn't say it, and therefore the halacha is that it's not revoked tomorrow, what happens if he does say that it's going to be revoked tomorrow? Mi amrinan l'machar l'matzi meifir. Do we say, well, then in such a case it can't be meifir at all? Da kaime lindare ayon, because he affirmed her neder today. Odilma, or do we say kim delo amrla kim lichi ayon, since he didn't say that it's affirmed today, maybe you could infer his words that when he says tomorrow, he doesn't mean simply tomorrow. It means starting today for tomorrow as well. So we already have two shilas. Rabba's first shila was, if he says, do we say that we infer that tomorrow it's going to be mufar? Number one. And number two, the second shila is, if he says he wants the neder to be mufar tomorrow, he means starting from today tomorrow, or, that's the second possibility, or we say you can't be made for something today, you can't be made for something tomorrow, because ipso facto you're saying that you're mekayim today, and as we mentioned in our introduction, that once a person is mekayim the neder, then he can't be made for it the next day. Now continues the Gemara with the third shayla of Imtim Tzalaymer, five lines from the top. Afilu hachi kimin de kaima hayoim, l'machar kaman di'isei dami. Since we view it by not stating anything about being mefer today, that he's affirming it today, and therefore, tomorrow, neder already exists as if it's mekuyam. So what happens? Kim lechi sha'a mahu. What happens if he makes a statement where he says that he's mekayim the neder for an hour? Mi aminan kemando amalu mefi lechel achar shodami. He's saying that after an hour he's being mefer the neder. And of course, within one day, he has the opportunity to be mefer. Alduma halo amarla. Or maybe he didn't say anything at all. And since he didn't say anything at all about being mefer, he's mekayim it for an hour. The hour passes, then 23 hours pass following him being mekayim. And the neder is now mekuyim. Im timtzalaymer halo amarla. Mihu amarla mai. What happens if he does say something? What he says is that it's going to be mufar after an hour. So then in such a case, what would the halacha mean? Mi amrin kimin de kaima kaima. On the one hand, he was mekaimet. Odilma kimin de kule yoyme bar hakama ubar hafarahu. Since he could, on through the length of the entire day, do both a hakama and a fara. So then, ki amar mufar if he says he's going to be made for it after an hour, that works. Just like the halacha is that if somebody is makim and then mefir afterwards within the day, the hafara is a valid hafara. Tashma, the Gemara attempts to prove the last shaila. Hareini Nazira, a Mishnah in Nazir. Vishama Baila, a woman says that she wants to be a Nazir. When I was in the Kolol, Rav Herschel Schechter used to ask in the entry to the Kolel, can a woman be a Nazir? And of course, it's a Beferish Apostle in Parashas Naso, Isho Isha, that could be a Nazir. And that's this phenomenon. And that is, a woman could also be a Nazira. She says, I want to be a Nazira. Vishama Bailan, her husband, hears, Va'amar Va'ani. And he says, and me. So then in such a case, ein yachol lahafir. The halacha is that even though a husband can revoke his wife's nazirus, if he says va'ani, and me, he can't revoke it. Now, when he says va'ani, it could be inferred that he's saying that I want to also be a nazir. Va'ema, va'amai, analyzed the Gemara, neima va'ani da'amar hu'al nafshei da'avin nazir. He wants to say that he himself wants to be a Nazir. Aval hareini nazira dila. But in regards to her Naziris, sha achas kaima. He did not revoke it after an hour. He was mekayim it, no objection. He said even that he wanted to. But la'achar sha iboy lefer. But after an hour, he should be able to revoke it. Amai ein yachal afer. Why would he not be able to? La mishum, it must be the kimen de kaimu. Kaimu, that once he said va'ani, we view it as if he is mekayim the neder of nazirus, and once you're mekayim the neder of nazirus, so then in such a case you can't be made for it after an hour. But now we've entered to a suggestion of quite a chidush based on the previous shaila, and that is that once the husband is mekayim, even within that day he cannot be mefer. Says the Gemara, loy kasavar, the reason why the halacha is that he's no longer able to be mefer in the case of the Nazira, kol va'ani, when he says, and I, kemando amer kim lechi la'olam dami, is as if he says, I'm mekayim this forever. Once he says that he's mekayim it forever, so then in such a case, then the neder is mekuyim. However, going back to our last shaila, if he says, mufar lechi la'achar shah, that he's made for it after an hour, even though that seems to infer that for 1 hour he's being mekayimit, he might have the whole day to be able to be made for it. In contrast to when he says va'ani, so then he's saying, oh, I love this idea. I love this idea that you're being a nazira. Even I want to be a nazir. And therefore he's being mekayim her nazirus la'olam when he reacts in such a way. That wraps up the Gemara's Shilas as the birds begin to chirp, and we begin a new Mishnah, 8-9 lines from the bottom on Daf Ayin. Meisa av loy nisrokna rishus lebal. If the father dies after a woman who's a naira hamurasa has made a neder, so then in such a case, there's nothing left over for the husband in terms of hafara. We've seen in the past that the Gemara refers to a naira hamurasa, her parent, her father, and her husband, as having shutfus, as having a partnership in being made for the neder. And in most general cases, you need both the father and the husband to be made for the neder, to revoke the neder in order for it to be revoked. However, the exception is in a case of where the father or the husband passes away, And it manifests itself in two different ways. If the father passed away, the opening line of the Mishnah teaches us, then the neder is automatically valid. And in such a case, the husband can't be made for the neder because he doesn't have a partner in the father who's alive to be made for the neder. However, continues the Mishnah, an interesting exception to the rule, which the Gemara will give us a source. Meis habal, but if the husband dies, nisrokner l'rushus la'av, then the father could revoke alone. And on this, the Mishnah comments, b'zeh yefakeach ha'av mikeach habal. In this way, the power of the father is stronger than the husband, because when the husband dies, so then in such a case the father could be made for a loan. However, when the father dies, the baal cannot be made for a loan. B'davar acher, continues the Mishnah, but in another way, yofe koyach habal mikoyach ha'av, the power of the husband is stronger than of the father. Shabar meifo beboger va'av ena meifer beboger, that when it comes to a husband could be made for his wife's nedarim even when they're 60 years old. And however, when it comes to a naira hamurasa, the ability for the father to be mefer is only when she is a naira, as our parak calls her, naira hamurasa. However, if she's a bogeres, then in such a case, the father cannot be mefer her neder. Analyzes the Gemara. My taima, what is the rationale that we say that if the husband dies, the father could still be mefer the neder? The amakra binurea beisavia. The pasuk describes, concludes the parsha of nedarim, that we're talking about a naira in her father's house, which indicates that when she's a naira, she's always in her father's house, and therefore, if her father dies, so then the baal's partner is not around. But she's in her father's rishus, and there's no way it could be made for her neder without the involvement of the father. Hence, this first maitaima, if I wasn't clear earlier, the Gemara now when asks maitaima is asking why is it that we say if the father dies, the baal can't be made for. However, now the Gemara goes back in the other direction, and the Gemara asks, meis habal, what if the husband dies, nisroka rishus la'av, you know, and how do we know that the father can entirely be mefer? Amar Rabba, we quoted Rabba earlier on Daf Samechetz, Da'amar Krav, Im Hoyas Yili Ish Undorea Olel. Towards the beginning of Parshas Matos, it says that if she will get married, so then in such a case, her nedarim can be revoked by her husband. And Makish, now it's interesting, points out the Gemara, the Lashon Im Hoyas Yili Ish. And Chazal over here, Darshan, the double lashon. Take a look at the mefarish right at the bottom of the Yamid. B'shnei havayis hakasa medaber. We refer to two different forms of kiddushin. Double lashon v'im hayasir le'ish. Turning on to Amid Beis. Makish koid me havayis shnia v'koid me havayis rishona. And it's meant to equate, according to Rabba, what precedes a second kiddushin to what precedes the first kiddushin. When you have a woman that got married, and her husband died. So what's her status before she marries a second man? Here, Chazal Darshan. Now, she got married, but she didn't have nisuin. Makod mehavai rishon, just like it's mefurish in the pasuk, that before she gets married, av mefer lechudei, that the father alone could be mefer. Af kod mehavai shnia, so too. If she was an arusa, and her husband died, so then, av mefer lechudei. And that's learned out from the double lashon v'im hoya siya liish. Asks the Gemara, "Ema hani li mili binedarim shelo niru la'aris." Maybe that only applies that before the second marriage, the halach is that the father is mefer alone. That's because she wasn't married to anybody at the time that she made the neder. There wasn't a husband that saw the nedarim. Avam binedarim sheniru la'aris lo matzi mefer av. Then, but if we're talking about nedarim that the husband was alive for, so then maybe once he had the opportunity to be mefer and then died, then the father alone cannot be mefer. Answers the Gemara, Ibn Adarm Shalom Niru La'ares, if we're talking about that case of when the Arus, the husband who had done Arusin with her, was not alive. So then, b'minurei beis avia nafka, that's not the case that we're learning about when we have this hekesh, because that we know from b'minurei beis avia. From b'minurei beis avia, we know that if there is no husband, so then in such a case, then the father is made for the nether. The chiddush of the hekesh, of the havayas, of Havaya Rishona and Havaya Shnia that we learn from the double lashon Vim Hayasila Ish is coming to tell us even if the father was around for the husband was around for that nether, nevertheless, if he dies, then the status is reverted back to the similar phenomenon of Kodem Havaya Rishona when she's single, when she makes a nether. And therefore, the halacha is Mace Habal. If the husband dies, so then the father alone could be mefer. Continuing to quote from the second half of the Mishnah, the Gemara now goes on to analyze the Seifa of the Mishnah. In the Seifa we had learned that a husband could be mefer his wife when she's a bogeres, and not the father. Analyzes the Gemara, what exactly is that case? If we're going to say that the Kedushin was done when she was a Naira, and then she became a Bogeres. Michti, Misa Motsia, Ubagras Motsia Mishrus Av. Just like death takes her out from her father's Rishus, in a sense that if the father dies, then the father no longer is in control of her Nadarim, he no longer exists. And Bagras takes out, Ma Misa Lo Nisrokna Rishus Labal. Just like when it comes to death, so then in such a case we say that if the father dies, the Baal alone can't be Mefer, as we learned in our Mishnah, asks the Gemara, then the logic should follow that the Seifa of the Mishnah should be incorrect. Af Bagras Lo Nisrokna Rishus Labal. So then the same should apply, that when it comes to Bogeres, so she goes out from her father's rishus, but she doesn't enter entirely in her husband's rishus. She's in a limbo state. That should be the logic. Ella. So if that would be so, and it seems, by the way, by the Aleph, next to our Gemara, that the Rambam paskins that way. Ella shekidsha. So it must be, what's our Mishnah talking about? Kishihi bogeres. He was mekadesh her when she's a bogeres. Then asks the Gemara, then the chiddush of our Mishnah seems to be unnecessary. Hatanina choda zimna. We already learned. Habogeres. That appears later on in Dafayin Gimel. Sheshasa yudbeis chodesh. We learned the halachos of a bogeres. Even if she's not gone through the process of nesuin, of the husband taking her into rishus, but once 12 months pass, then the baal could be made for her neder. So what do we see? If the halacha is that when it comes to a bogeres, even prior to nesuin, the halacha is that he could be mefer, so then the chiddush of our Mishnah is entirely unnecessary once we're going to have the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel. Before the Gemara answers that question, the Gemara asks another question. Hagufa kasha, but that itself is difficult. Amrit habogeres sheshasa shneim aser chodesh. You learn that the halacha is that a bogeres who's married only through erison, 12 months have passed, then the husband could be made for the neder. Bibogeres lamali shneim aser chodesh. Why do we wait for 12 months? Bogeres bilamid yom sagila. With 30 days, after 30 days, he should be able to be mefer the neder. The Gemara doesn't give us the Mar Mikomos, but both the Mefarish and the Ran give us that what the Gemara is referring to is a Mishnah in Ksubis that we learned on Daf Nun Zayin. Let's take a look. In the Mefarish, it appears 12 lines from the bottom. First word in line is Ksubis, Nun Zayin. Nosel B'sula Shneim Aser Chodesh. The Mishnah tells us that between Eris and Nesuin, we give a B'sula 12 months, Lefarnes Atzma, to get herself prepared for the wedding, Liknos Malbushin, to buy clothing, V'techshitin, L'tzarech Nesuin. Mishnah Tava Baal Lihinase. From the moment in which the Baal suggests, we begin counting 12 months, when the Baal suggests that they do Nesuin. Ulaalmana ulubogeres, but when we're talking about almana and bogeres, shloshim yom, you have 30 days. To bogeres, islam al bushim etachshitim, because a bogeres has already grown into womanhood and she doesn't need 12 months to prepare. So what do we see? We see that it's 30 days that she's considered already in the husband's rishus. After 30 days, they could already do nesuin, and therefore after 30 days, he should be able to be mefer. Answers the Gemara, Tani Bogeres Vishishasa Yud Beis Chodesh. The answer must be that on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, you can't learn that we're talking about only a Bogeres, where we say it's 12 months. Actually, there are two different categories. Number one is a Bogeres after 30 days, and number two is a Naira after 12 months. That's how you have to read the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel. So the Gemara now has clarified Ayin Gimel. Mikol Mokom Kasha. So we've clarified the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, but we still have a contradiction, because our Mishnah seemed to say that she goes into the husband's Rishus when she was a Bogeres, and the husband alone could be Mefir. If that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, then we learned it later on Ayin Gimel. So it seems to be either there is a contradiction, as we alluded to before, or if we say there is no contradiction, so then it's repetitious. So really the kasha over here is that the way we're learning our Mishnah right now is that it seems to be repetitious, because we're going to learn on Daf Ayin Gimel. Answers the Gemara, Ibai Seima Hacha Dafka. Over here, we're talking about specifically a Bogeres, as we had learned, that if she got married as a Naira, then the Halacha would be different, that the husband would not be able to be made for the Neder alone when she becomes a Bogeres. U Bogeres Diktani Hasam, and the fact that we repeat that Halacha Bogeres over here, Mishum Dibai Ifligi Rebbe Lazar Rabbanim, because in that Mishnah, there's a Machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Rabbanan. We have, up until now, have been mentioning the position of Rabbi Eliezer that says that a Bogeres, after 12 months, automatically the husband can be Mefer. However, the Chachamim actually disagree over there. And the Chachamim say, Ein habal Mefer ad shetikanes lirishusai. So therefore, our Mishnah gives us the Stam Halacha like Rabbi Eliezer. However, later on, the Mishnah will repeat to tell us that the Chachamim disagree. V'iba yisema, or else I could say, Bogeres Dafka. The Mishnah over there is really the Ikur Chiddush of Bogeres. Over there, it's Dafka Bogeres. So then, why do we have it in our Mishnah? The Aida Denasav Reisha Bazeh, Nasav Seifa Nami Bazeh. Once the Reisha is talking about a Naira, our Mishnah adds that a Bogeres the Halacha is going to be different, but only later on will we spell out the difference between Bogeres and Nairus, that when it comes to a Bogeres, then the Halacha is that after 12 months, and after actually our clarification, the Mishnah, really 30 days, the halacha is that the husband can be mefer the neder entirely alone. But our Mishnah is not the source of the chidush. The source of that halacha will only be later on Daf Ayin Gimel. It doesn't seem to be a nafkamina between these two terutzim of the Gemara, the question only being whether Bogeres, we begin to learn that halacha in our Mishnah and then clarify in Daf Ayin Gimel. That's the first teretz of the Ibai Seima. Or the second teretz is that there really wasn't any intention for us to learn the halacha of Bogeres in our Mishnah. However, once we spoke about Naira, we just added on that the halacha of Bogeres will be different, and that later on we will clarify what that difference is. According to the first pshat, we were already teaching the shita of Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah to introduce the shita of the Chachamim on Daf Ayin Gimel. Let's just review today's daf. Be'ezer Hashem, today we concluded with many other shilas of when there is a kium of the neder by the husband or father, but an inference that there was also a hafara as well. For example, the opening shaila of the Gemara was, if he says, Kim lichi hayoim, which seems to indicate that he's being made for tomorrow, and other shailas similar to that. The final shaila of the Imtim Tzalomars was a case in which the husband says that he's going to be Mefer after an hour, and that the Gemara leaves off as a shaila. What about the fact that he was seemed to have been Mekayimit for the first hour, even though he didn't say that he was Mekayimit? To summarize the general halachos, in general, if a husband is Mekayim the Neder in the first day, so then he can't be Mefer afterwards. However, if he leaves it vague, so then in such a case, as in the Gemara's questions in today's daf, it could very well be that in such an instance where he doesn't explicitly say that he's being Mekayim it for the full day, so then in such a case there's room to be choker to ask, what about hafara? Then we learned the important halacha that if the father dies, so then the baal cannot be mefer, but if the baal dies, the father can be mefer. The fact that the husband cannot be mefer when the father dies is due to the pasuk binu reu beis avia. The fact that the father could be mefer even though the husband dies, Rabba learns out from the double lashon vim hayasiya leish that they're prior to two havayas. The double lashon tells us that the father be mekim alone and be mefer alone prior to two havayas, prior to her marriage and prior to a second marriage if the husband dies. And finally, we learned and clarified that even though the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin and Aleph seems to say that when it comes to a bogeres, the husband can be made for her neder, that does not apply to a girl who got married when she was a naira. It only applies to a girl when she's a bogeres. That means a bogeres that she got married when she was a bogeres. The Gemara then technically works out that the halachas of bogeres are vague on daf ayin gimel, and what emerges is that when it comes to a bogeres, so after 30 days, once a man marries a woman, so then in such a case, after 30 days, she's supposed to come into his rishus as described in Ksubis, and therefore after 30 days, he could be mefer her neder. That is the opinion, the Gemara points out, only of Rabbi Eliezer on the Afayin Gimel, while the Chachamim say that she needs to come into her Rishus, and the Gemara just clarifies the Chiddush of our Mishnah. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Pshat of Gemara on Daf Ayin in Maseches Nedarim.